we're going to another place with a view. Shirley Heights. A perfect spot for a sunset. It's on the south tip of the island and overlooking the English harbor. It is so beautiful, and every night it draws a crowd for that view. There's a small grill and a bar serving rum punch and a great steel band. According to the managing director of the place, Valerie, it's the best steel band in the world.
My name is Valerie Hodge, and I'm the managing director here at Shirley Heights Lookout Enterprises Limited.
Oh, that's a fancy name for it.
Shirley Heights Lookout Enterprises Limited. We are fancy. We are on top of the world.
We are on top of the world, and we're here for to watch the sunset. There's the steel drum.
The steel band is going now.
Yeah.
Halcyon Steel Band, and they're the best steel band in the world.
They are so good.
And I have factored in every bias, and I still think they're the best steel band in the world.
Yeah. Now we're on top of a hill with a magnificent view, and especially at sunset, it's just
amazing. Yes.
But it wasn't like this when you first discovered it or started planning to say, hey, we could do something with this.
Yes, the view was always magnificent. But the buildings, we started here, our start date is November 1st, 1981, which is exactly the same date as Antigua's independence.
Oh.
So we chose that very strategically. Yeah. And we started off very small. This building that you're looking at, this small building that is now our gift shop, that used to be our kitchen. And we had tiny little cabanas outside. There may have been three or four. My brother, God rest his soul, he was the one who managed here in the beginning. And when we had big parties, and we have a really huge party on Sundays, and I hope you can come back, because we've had a party.
I heard about that Sunday
party. Every Sunday for as long as we've been here. We've had a party every Sunday. And we used to make 5 gallons of rum punch, and that was more than adequate. At that time, there were more people playing in the band than there were people who attended.
But the band, they took some rum punch as well.
No. They're not allowed to drink until after. But now, if we don't start off with 110 gallons of rum punch,
you are kidding.
We make rum punch in big vats now.
Oh my god!
Because it's a big seller. It's a big seller. It's what fuels our party.